This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joining us is Pittsburgh Comptroller, the City of Pittsburgh's Rachel Heisler. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning, Larry. It's nice to be with you today. Thanks for the invitation to come on.
Yeah, well, you raised a lot of eyebrows yesterday. Before we get to that, I want to make sure people understand what a comptroller does for a city.
Sure. So the City Comptroller is the third branch of government in the City of Pittsburgh. The mayor is the executive, the legislative branch is City Council. And that check and balance on the rest of city government is the City Comptroller. Our office has three core functions: accounting, we manage the city's books; accounts payable, we pay the city's bills; and then auditing, which evaluates that spending for economy, efficiency, and scale.
And that said, your report yesterday, as you called it, precarious, disturbing for the city. So step through for us where the city stands as of today, as we're more than halfway now through first part of the year.
What we did is we have been monitoring city finances, obviously, on an ongoing basis, but presenting figures to city council and to the mayor on a quarterly basis as it relates to city overtime. And that's sort of what the impetus for this yesterday's press conference was just to flag the situation with overtime. We are at 77% of budget as of June 30th, so 17% higher than we should be, 27% higher than we should be at this point in the year. And there's no plan for organizational changes or operational changes that need to be made to rein in overtime. And evaluating overtime, you know, we're looking at the overall picture of where we are mid-year. And at this point, this point in the year, we have spent $24 million more in 2025 than we spent in 2024, when you do not include our debt payments. And, you know, that paints a really troubling picture, because we don't have the American Rescue Plan anymore. Over the course of the last 4 years, we've deposited more than $200 million into our operating budget, which doesn't include investments elsewhere, like the lead line replacement work we've done. We received $335 million from the federal government in 2021 and 2022 to fight against the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic, and that money's gone. And we need to be very, very diligent about where we move going forward with city spending. And it's, you know, our analysis is pretty simple. Costs are rising faster than revenue. We're spending money faster than we're bringing it in, and it's not sustainable.
Rachel, according to what you were saying yesterday and what I hear you saying again this morning, is that since there's no clear plan in place to get some budget controls on overtime and premium pay, we're looking at a $20 million overrun by the end of the year for these two items. Well, where does that money come from? I mean, what's going to happen?
Well, so we have, over the course of the last 20 years, we've built a considerable fund balance, and that it's, we call it the rainy day fund. And that is true. It's for rainy days. And when when we use that money for general operating, it's not smart on a year-over-year basis, right? That is literally for a rainy day. We dipped into it during the in 2020 during the COVID-19 pandemic. And over the course of the next 5 years, we are budgeted to spend almost 70% of that money. We're going to spend $130 million of the rainy day fund, of our fund balance. And that's where overages are ultimately going to come from if we can't figure out a way to both grow revenue and contain costs. And both of those things need to be what we're discussing. We need to talk about how to grow revenue, and we need to talk about cost containment.
We're with Pittsburgh City Controller Rachel Heisler. What does the city council say? They have a responsibility fiscally to deal with this. What's the feedback once you present the numbers?
Feedback has been people are interested and they want to, you know, city council seems to be engaged to a degree that they haven't been, but they are responsible too. The mayor presents a budget and city council votes on it. Our office certifies revenue, but we do not certify expenditures, and the city controller's office is not a budgeting entity. So part of the burden of this responsibility falls to city council to act and to make sure expenditure projections are accurate and that we are addressing our financial issues every year. And we're looking at where we can make changes with spending and how we can grow revenue. And the responsibility falls to all of us.
Rachel, what could city council conceivably do concrete between now and the end of the year to change this? Anything at all?
Well, what I think they need to do is when the mayor presents his budget in early September, there needs to be a conversation about realistic expenditure expectations and see where things are. And real feedback needs to be provided. When you look at overtime, the Fire Bureau, for example, is at 70% of budgeted overtime as of June 30th. And there was no, the fire department did not even get a budget hearing last year before city council. And so that we need to make sure that those conversations are happening in a formal way between the bureaus and the departments and city council, and that we're being honest with the public about expectations in terms of expenditures. You know, there are some things we can't deal with on a micro level because they're macro trends, right? Tariffs are increasing costs and trade wars are increasing costs. And, you know, there's a general slowdown in the American economy. So we can't, you know, people aren't buying and selling homes, which is impacting revenue because of our deed transfer tax. But we need to be honest about where we really see things moving forward so that realistic changes can be made in terms of expenditures. And as I mentioned yesterday, what can we push pause on so we can make sure we're fulfilling our basic obligations to city residents, city businesses, and city stakeholders in terms of public safety and public works? Our first responsibility in this with the city of Pittsburgh is to make sure people are safe and to make sure things are clean. And anything beyond that needs to be evaluated for, you know, to determine if it's something we desperately need this year, or if it's something that needs to be put on pause moving forward.
Thanks for shedding the light. Rachel, appreciate your time this morning.
Great to be with you. Thanks so much for the invitation.
Pittsburgh City Controller Rachel Heisler. I'd love to have her stop by and look at my budget. See, what I like about it is it's an independent, and that's why I wanted to make sure up front people understand that her role as controller is to operate independently, to just look at the numbers.
And she has consistently offered us warnings and cautions about these issues, and she's been very consistent at that. And the conversation coming from the mayor's office has been, we're okay, there's nothing to worry about.
Well, it's interesting, if you're a lame duck mayor, and you're getting ready to exit at the end of this year now, just, you know, not even five and a half months away. What can you do between here and there for that budget in September? It's an interesting dynamic.
Yes, another mayor is going to inherit that budget, right?
Right. Yeah. Right. That's my point, exactly. And the current mayor may say, well, it'll be his problem. I'm not worried about it. I don't know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.